Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Let's get our heads right on a Friday. Good to be here with you. And four more hours of the Ben and Woods program this week. Be back at it full strength next week. And then the week after that will be the final week of Ben and Woods for the 2025 season. Looking forward to getting some time off around the holidays. That'll last all of about 48 hours, I think, and then I'll be ready to get back to work. But to be able to shut it down, spend some time with the kids, the wife, all that. But I'll miss you guys, certainly, and I'll miss the Tier 1s. And probably going to do a live member stream over the holidays. So now's a good time to sign up and become a member so you don't miss the holiday content that you'll get from Ben and Woods. But, man, there's a lot going on, man. We got a lot of stuff to do. We got a great show today. We got a lot to plan. We have a lot of things to update you on. Get right into it. I'm Woodsy. Paul Reindel's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning. Anytime you're going to be off, whether it's vacation or just some holiday time, generally there's some extra work you have to do to get ready for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't just walk away. Life goes on. Other people have requests that need to be filled before you can comfortably say, all right, I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's this gig in particular is a different one, too, because if you feel like, man, you take 2 weeks off, you get nervous. Like, is my audience going to find another show that they like? But I feel pretty confident in where we are as a show that they're going to be there with us, and we'll be on social media. And like I said, we'll be doing a live stream. You never know what you might get from the Ben and Woods program. We're known to surprise people from time to time, right?
Yes. Now, are you worried that, they're going to find an alternative to us while they're gone, I guess.
That was the old bit in radio that said you can't take a lot of time off. I think that's what bosses just made that up to keep you at work.
Like, probably.
You don't want, hey, man, you guys are a new show. You don't want anybody flipping over and being like, you know what? I like these guys better. It happens. I'm sure it happens. But listen, to this point,
shouldn't any show that's really decent probably be also earning the same time off that we're earning at the end of the year?
It's a really good point. It's a really good point. So basically you're saying if you're listening to a show on the radio in that 2 weeks, they're not very good.
That's what I'm throwing out there.
Fair. All right.
And this is someone who's hosted many shows during those 2 weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
Filling in for the actual good people at times.
Now, I've done that too. And you do those shows and you go, there's literally no one listening. There is no one listening right now. The dregs of the earth, perhaps, listening at this point. But hey, man, listen, I'm very happy to get some time off at the end of the year. I've had a lot of time off this year. I've traveled a lot this year. It's been a really good year, a fun year. But it's that end of the year kind of reset, clean out the drawers, clean out the desk, get your life back in order a little bit, and get ready to tackle the new year. And make your resolutions and break your resolutions pretty early. This is the time of year. It's just fun to be with family and hang around. But I like to work. I like the routine. I'm very routine oriented. And that's the thing I've finally understood is that so many people, when we're off, we break their routine. Like my buddy, one of my best friend, Jack, mailman Jack, he goes, when I know you guys are going to be off, he goes, yeah, it makes me nuts, because he's a mailman. So he walks around, he listens to every show, all 4 hours, every day. And he says, I have to hoard shows. I have to build them up. And
really?
So, yeah, he goes, it drives me nuts. So when you guys are off for 2 weeks, I'm not off. I'm still going to be delivering the mail. So I'm just trying to not listen to hoard a bunch of shows. He goes, which also sucks, because I'll talk to you on the phone And I haven't heard the things you've talked about yet because I'm hoarding your shows.
So Jack may be listening to this segment.
Like January 1.
Right. Well, he's probably off that day, but delivering the mail on December 28th or something.
Exactly.
And he's listening to this segment right now. Hello, Jack. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Jack.
And a Happy New
Happy
Year.
Happy New Year
to you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's see. Where do I want to start? So I think we should probably start with the update on our co-host. Yesterday, Paul, do you still have the clip, the little clip of what Ben, when he asked us, the question that changed a lot here on Ben and Woods yesterday?
I do not have it
handy. Okay. So essentially, Ben, I think we kicked off the second segment of the show yesterday, and Ben just said, I've got a question for you guys. And I want to ask this of you. It's something that I've been thinking about. And you said, what?
Do I walk funny?
Paulie and I immediately go, yes. Yeah, and Paulie said, yes.
Mm, yes.
So we had been talking about it for a while and noticed it. And as early as Saturday night when we were at the STFC game, I actually got video of you walking, speed walking, 15 feet ahead of me to get our credentials. And you're like, yeah, I noticed this in the mirror the other day, and it bothered me. So I said, all right, well, let's work on it. And so we took you out in the hallway. We watched it. And then you spent the entire day working on it.
I did.
You think you might have this thing licked.
Yeah, I certainly made some progress and figured some things out. We talked a lot about my tight hamstrings or my tight hips. Everyone had theories. I really appreciate all of San Diego chiming in
on
my awkward gait.
So much response.
There was a ton of it. But one thing that I came to realize that at least a good chunk of my awkward stride is mental. And I realized that as a taller person, when I walk, I like to make myself smaller. And that usually means me kind of leaning forward with my head down a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do that, but over the years, I've kind of started leaning forward.
So, do you not like being a 6'4 strapping gentleman?
I think we all have at least some self-consciousness about our appearance and what makes us different than other people. And one of the things that makes me different, if I'm walking in a crowd, my head is above everybody else's.
There's a guy right now that's 5'3" listening to this, and
wishing,
he is pulling his hair out.
I get it, but
I often cover my beautiful head of hair with a hat just so I don't feel bad.
Right. But I started practicing every time I was walking yesterday. I think,
do I walk funny?
Yes.
Yes.
And I tried very hard to just keep my head up.
Keep your head up.
As I walked without tilting it down,
yeah.
And it made a remarkable difference in my stride. You saw me this morning.
It looks like you got it licked.
I don't know that I have to think about it consciously, which is...
Well, it'll become a habit.
Until you get it to be a habit, and because you're not going to think about walking every single time you walk.
You can't. You'll lose your mind.
You'll lose your mind. But until
Am I walking okay? Is this how I should walk? Am I walking?
Right?
Is this right?
I was spinning myself out yesterday morning, for sure, thinking about it way too much. But one small key, just keep my chin up, my head up, my eyes up, as opposed to forward and down, and it makes a real difference in my stride.
Yeah, your gait looks better. Paulie saw it when he walked in.
As soon as I saw you start walking, it was the head. It was all in the chin.
All in the chin.
I was like, keep that chin parallel to the ground, and you're set. You're good.
Definitely
so now
makes a big difference.
I've got the gullet, the family gobbler, right? The little dangler.
Turkey waddle.
Yeah, the little double chin. So I try to go out and forward to hide the double chin and kind of tilt my head down a little bit too as to hide the gullet. I've tried beards. I've tried all kinds of things. What I haven't tried is surgery, which is probably coming at some point. I'm getting this thing cut off. My mom did it. My aunt did it. Like, it's a hereditary. I could lose 50 pounds and I'm still going to have this dangling turd from my. Right? I hate that extra skin.
I've got a little bit of it too.
I want to know what it's like to have a strong chin just once. I don't know how much it is. Can't be cheap, but I'd like to get the. I tried that cool sculpting one time. This spa wanted us, me and you, to come in and try a couple of things. It was like a man's spa, and they said, what would you like to change about yourself? And I said, well, probably this double chin. And they go, oh, well, we'll just cool sculpt it out of there. And I said, okay. And I sat down, and I put my chin on the thing, and it's When they say cool sculpting, it's misleading. It's more like frigid frostbite Arctic temperature sculpting.
They're trying to kill your face.
They're trying to kill the fat cells in your face. And so it was extremely uncomfortable. It was not easy. It wasn't an easy process. It hurt when they got done. It was like 45 minutes of sitting in this thing of like, oh my God. And they take it off and it's pain. It's just pain. I go, that's not worth it. I'd rather just get it cut out, be down for a day, and come back with the nice George Clooney, you know? But it was, man, it was tough, dude. That was a tough one. I didn't like it at all. Did you do the same?
What did I do? I didn't do the face, I don't think, entirely. But I remember going and going through the experience. And, yeah, I mean, you know, if you need it, you need it. That's kind of just up to you, whether you can stand it or not.
If you can put up with that pain, then more power to you.
But my question here is, I had to bring up my walk. Should I have brought up your chin many years ago? You already knew about it.
Well, you have.
If you had said something to me, like you've been thinking it obviously for a long time.
We've been talking about it for years.
Years.
Like 8 years.
Years.
Yeah, years. Like since we met, I go, why does he walk like he's 80?
But you never said it.
No.
Benny, when we were at the old station, you would arrive a little bit after we did in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was so quiet in there, it was, you know, four o'clock hour. And we would hear your flip-flops coming down the hall, and we could like we could hear your walk.
Ray Charles knows that you walked weird. Stevie Wonder was like, that guy has a weird gait.
Sound of your flip-flops off the walls, it didn't match like the right rhythm.
Correct.
In one way, you're being very discreet and, you know, I guess not mean. But had you said something... It's taken me a day to start fixing it. If someone had just said something.
I dropped hints over the years. I would say things like, man, are you tight? Like, you look tight. Do you stretch at all? You know, because we were feeling each other out in the beginning. And I would say, is your back hurt? Oh, yeah, I got a little back pain. And
I'm like, yeah, because
you look a little hunched. Are you okay?
But. You know, just one day of thinking about it and practicing has made me realize that a lot of it is simply in my head.
But it's also like you also walked that way because you were morbidly obese at the time. And now you're not, and you're skinny. And so your body has changed a lot. So now it makes sense to fix it, you know, and that's what you're doing. And I think you've done a great job.
Thank you.
I think you've done a great job with it. The fact that he went home. It's like he made an error in a game and is like, I'm going to take 500 ground balls. That's what he did.
Never happening
again. Getting
in
the walking cage.
Yeah. I'm getting in the cages.
I'm just going to walk back and forth in the cage.
Yeah. While the Padres in the offseason, yeah, they're playing golf. They're having fun. They're deep sea diving. They're on jet skis and wave runners. Not us. My guy's over in the cages just walking and getting it right. Wants to win a walking World Series next year. Wants to be the best walker in San Diego. And that's the dedication that I'm looking for from our San Diego Padres. Just have the same dedication as the hosts on your flagship. That's all I'm asking for. And so far, not so good. But my guy in the cages yesterday, Paulie, putting in the work.
I love it.
Grinding. You're unbelievable, man. You're unbelievable. We will give you a side-by-side walking comparison, Elisa. We will do that at the break. So... Now we get to this point of the show. I'm reluctant. I did clear it with Adam and with the sales rep. But something came down.
This goes back to the end of your work you've got to get done before we're finished for the year.
I'm so grateful for all of our sponsors on this program, you know, the companies that spend their money to ask us to put our names on things. And one of them is my beloved Eco Water. Now, it's the end of the year, a couple weeks left. Let's change up the spot a little bit, Woodsy. I said, okay, no problem. You fire me over the copy, and I will give it the good Woodsy. I'll put the good Woodsy spin on it.
It's normal to refresh them probably every month.
And right before the holidays.
Change the copy up a little bit, especially different holiday each month.
Makes perfect sense, right? Your car dealership, you've got the Black Friday. Oh, now we got the holiday sale. No problem. I have no problem with this.
After that, it'll be, hey, start off 2026 with...
Well, hey, your new year, you'll hear a lot of this. How are your New Year's resolutions going? Make sure you get plenty of Eco Water, right? Like... But this one came down yesterday, and it gave me a little pause, and I was a little bit nervous about it. Now, mind you, remember a couple years ago, got a request from, as it turns out, this is the exact same salesperson. And at the bottom, it was for Sedano Ford, and he asked me to, quote-unquote, make it spooky. So... got this yesterday. I wanted to share it with you guys. I'm a little bit, when it makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
You.
Me, when it makes me a little bit uncomfortable, then
this
you know.
Interesting.
Then you know that, like, I had to do some serious thinking. I ran it by my wife. I ran it by our boss. And I said, all right, I'm going to give this.
This is a commercial for water.
This is a water commercial.
Commercial for water.
Mm-hmm. If we, and this is the copy that they gave you.
Signed off on and approved. So this is what the client
wants. This is more wild than anything we would have come up with as a bit, I think.
If they said, make a sexy spot, it wouldn't have been as racy as this.
Right. I think this is pushing the limits harder than what we would have come up with.
Fine, but you're doing your job by doing what the client wants heard on the radio.
I'm just doing my job. And again... I love those guys. I love the Eco Water dudes. They're my favorite. And they sent me jugs of Eco Water, and I have Eco Water at my house. Yes, I still have them jugs.
I'm thinking, how bad can it be? It's for water.
Okay. So here we go. This is the vision.
You got them jugs, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Eco Water. Polly, if we could find a way to work that in every day for the rest of our career, I would be happy.
So got them jugs, don't you?
Yeah, I do. No, in any context. I don't care what it is. I just need to hear Pete Rose asking if she still has them jugs. Okay? One more time.
One more.
So got them jugs, don't you?
Yeah, still got them jugs. So are you guys ready for the new, racy, sexy Eco Water spot? You ready? This is verbatim, the copy they gave me. Ready? And I've been asked to do it in a low, sexy voice. This Christmas, tell her or him, you're giving them something hard and something impossibly soft. EcoWater's legendary whole home water softener. Rock hard minerals banished. Skin, hair, sheets, showers, softer than sin. Right now, add pure alkaline water on tap for just $9.95 a month. Yeah, baby. Stay hydrated while you get wet.
Come on.
Call 760-350-3338 or hit ecowatersocal.com. Lock in this holiday deal before it disappears. Tell them Wood sent you, and you like it hard and soft. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
You actually downplayed that a little bit.
Did I?
Yeah.
That's more racy than you thought it would be?
No, I mean, like, you could have made that a little racier. If
how?
You leaned into it a little bit
You
more.
Didn't think I leaned into that?
Damn.
Jeez.
I thought you did pretty good. It was better than I thought it was going to go, actually.
All right. Can we try again?
One more try. Just, right. Like, really think like you're...
Like I'm who?
You're in the mood.
I'm always in the mood.
I know you are.
So...
All right. Like, a little breathier.
Okay.
Hang on. Ready?
I'm ready. This Christmas, tell her or him, you're giving them something hard and something impossibly soft. EcoWater SoCal's legendary whole home water softener. Rock hard minerals banished. Skin, hair, sheets, showers. Softer than sin.
Right now, add pure alkaline water on tap for just $9.95 a month. Yeah, baby. Stay hydrated while you get wet. Call 760-350-3338 or visit ecowatersocal.com. Lock in this holiday deal before it disappears. Tell them Woods sent you, and you like it hard and soft. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
Do you want to have sex with that guy?
That was pretty good.
That was,
That was pretty good.
Somebody said the windows in his car are all fogged up now. So
I feel like I need a cigarette.
So they really want that. Now, were you running tape on that? Could we just load that and so I don't have to do it after the show again? Because I thought that was pretty good.
Possible.
So the thing is like you do it, you know, you read it once on the air and you have some laughs about it. But then I'm going to be driving in my car, you know, December 27th, and I'll be driving around and have the station on and I'll hear that spot. I mean, it's memorable. You're not going to forget it.
That's the trick to good advertising. You want to cut through the noise.
That's right. There's a lot of noise out there. So I said, okay, if that's what the client wants, I love my dude Ryan over there. He's a lunatic, which is why he wanted me to do this.
Why it's totally believable that they sent this over. I got that email. I sent it over to you guys. I go, should be a fun one tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, and so I got the note at the bottom from the sales rep too. Let me take a little sip of my Eco Water. What? He said, "Was it like minor?"
So got him drugs.
There's a minor insult in here. If you read between the lines, actually, you don't even have to. It says, this is a bit racy and pushing the limit of good taste. That's why you're the man for the job.
We wouldn't dream of asking Ben to do this, but Woods, you're the man for this job.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do it because again, I'd like to make the client very happy. Very happy. I'd love you guys to go get the Eco Water system in your home. It's great.
Paulie, get the misogyny bell ready.
Oh no.
It's not usually me, but
here we go.
Oh,
wouldn't
no.
this just be way better with a female voice?
Is that misogyny?
I don't know. I just feel like
I'm gonna ring it, but I don't know.
I think you're complimenting a woman.
I am because, like, who is that Reed sexy to? Because I don't think, not me or Paul. If we're the target audience,
maybe.
And let's be honest, ladies out there, did you find that incredibly
sexy,
suave, and sexy, or was it somewhat cringy and embarrassing?
Right. Like, if a man talked to you like that in real life, would that actually work for you? Excuse me.
very sexy.
Imagine Adam reading that spot. That would be the greatest of all time. Hey, this Christmas, tell her or him you're giving them something hard and impossibly soft. EcoWater SoCal's legendary whole home water softener, rock hard minerals banished. I could read it like my son reads when he reads at night. No, he does.
Skin, hair, showers, softer than sin.
My son reads like this because he's 7. He's learning. Right now, add pure alkaline water on tap for just $9.95 a month. Yeah, baby, stay hydrated while you get wet. Call 760-350-3338 or hit ecowatersocal.com and lock in this holiday deal before it disappears.
Don't make him self-conscious about reading out loud.
Oh, I make him self-conscious every night when he reads out loud.
It's very hard to do it first. I love acquired you. Skill.
I love you, son.
Today, Junior.
Today, Junior. Every night he's reading. We're reading some book about pirates or something, and he's like, Captain Bones says to go to the beach. Oh, beach. And then he looks at me and laughs. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's doing bits the whole time. The entire time. Little bit master. It's so good.
Today, Junior.
It is difficult. It is difficult. It's so difficult. So, all right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the new Eco Water spot that you'll be hearing a lot of, I guess, on this radio station. Should I really do it like in that way that I did it?
I think that was 30 seconds or whatever the time was supposed to be, Paul, I should just load that second one.
That's so good.
It was perfect.
Good. Thank you. Oh, good call, MM McKee. Too bad Nathan isn't around anymore. We told you guys he has moved on to greener pastures or just pastures. I have no idea if they're greener or not. But he is no longer with the company. He left of his own volition. But he would have crushed that spot. I mean, crushed that spot. So
he would have been too uncomfortable to read it.
Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't have done it. Yeah. He's very, very buttoned up.
Yeah.
That'll fade.
Yeah.
That'll fade. Those coffee reviews aren't going to last forever, buddy. You're going to have to find a new avenue. All right. But that was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed that because you're going to be hearing a lot of it.
If you missed it, we have a very special and unexpected guest joining us coming up at 7 o'clock.
Hang on. Unexpected?
He called our bluff, dude. Is what happened.
You asked for it.
We did. And Paulie set it up. So coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, Coach Ed Orgeron will return to Ben and Woods for the first time in about 7 years. We had him on more recently than
4 years ago.
4 years ago,
did we?
All right.
Yeah, we had him on like right after they won the championship. Right. I think we've had him on like twice.
Okay, so the return of Coach O, and we'll talk about what's going on with Lane Kiffin and all of college football, and hopefully just have a good old merry time with Coach Ed Orgeron coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll set the menu for the rest of the program and talk some Padres baseball. They did sign a major league player yesterday. We all had the same reaction, I think, when they did.
Adcock.
That who?
Adcock.
Who?
All right. What's his first name? Joe?
Ty
Adcock is now a member of your...
I saw some Padres fans, at least a little bit excited about
I Ty saw some Adcock. Stuff plus numbers that made me excited to see Adcock.
So we'll get into that coming up next. Getting things started on a Friday. Ben Woods and Paul on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fam. If you're going to be watching college football this weekend, championship games, if you're going to be watching the pro football, you can do it with Prize Picks, where it is really easy to watch sports and make real money just by picking against stat projections for your favorite players, whether it's Josh Allen, Joe Burrow's back, you get the quarterbacks, go with the running backs, Saquon Barkley in college, Jeremiah Love. Is not playing this weekend because they don't have a championship game. But you know what I'm talking about. Rushing touchdowns, rushing yards, passing yards. You're picking more or less between 2 and 6 players and winning real money at Prize Picks just while you watch sports on television. When you download the app, make sure you use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. And by the way, tens of millions of users, so they've gotten it right. Prize Picks puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast and secure. Prize Picks accepts most major payment methods, making deposits into your account quick and easy this sports season. Check it out for yourself at Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details, and we'll be right back after Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn it, it's too long, huh?
Yeah. It's not going to work. We're going to have to do it after the show.
So now you have to do it sexy and incredibly fast.
You can't do that spot in a... It can't be fast. And you can't do it like your normal, like...
Pauly, can you just speed it up? I know you have that technology.
This Christmas, tell her or him, you're giving them something hard. Right.
Squeeze it down into 30 seconds and take what Woods did. And, you know, you'll have the essence of it still. I'm sure it'll sound fine by playing it almost at double speed, correct?
I mean...
Let's see what it sounds like if you just speed it up so it's the proper length of commercial.
Yeah, just a 30.
Yeah, a 30-second spot.
55 seconds, and I need it to be 30. So that was a lot. That's way longer.
This Christmas, tell her or him, you're giving them something hard and something impossibly soft. EcoWater SoCal's legendary whole home water softener. Rock hard minerals, banished. Skin, hair, sheets, showers. Softer than sin. Right now, add pure alkaline water on tap for just $9.95 a month. Yeah, baby. Stay hydrated while you get wet. Call 760-350-3338 or visit EcoWaterSoCal.com. Lock in this holiday deal before it disappears. Tell them Woods sent you, and you like it hard and soft. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
It's going to take me a month to get that down to 30.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
All right, before we have Coach O joining us to talk a little college football, he is rumored to be joining Lane Kiffin's staff at LSU, returning to where he used to be the head coach. We will talk some Padres baseball here. They did sign Ty Adcock yesterday, and some rumors floating around as the winter meetings get set to begin. Over the weekend, our Sammy Levitt's going to be headed out to Orlando with live reports all day long, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. We'll also have Darren Smith join us at 7:35. This is the morning of the World Cup draw. Soccer fans around the world waiting with bated breath to see where their countries land. If it's an easier group or the group of death, including Team USA, they'll have their ball selected out of the drum or however it works to find out where they're going to be headed in the World Cup.
They know, you know, if you've qualified.
Yeah, oh, they're in. Okay. But all the host nations are automatically in.
Yeah.
I think there are still like four or five to be determined in like last playoffs. So
okay.
They'll just be drawn like playoff winner A and playoff winner B at the bottom of the pile of the last 48 teams in. But most of the teams already know if they've qualified or not. So that's
excited to have our balls selected today.
Yeah, no doubt. Cape Verde, Curacao, Jordan, and Uzbekistan all qualified. For the first time, with Curacao being the smallest nation to ever qualify. So you know what Xander Bogaerts, is he from
he's
Curacao?
From Aruba.
Aruba.
Jerickson Profar.
And who else? There's somebody else from Curacao that's in the big leagues.
I think you're right.
It's not Xander, he's from Aruba.
He's from Aruba.
That's cool,
I didn't
though.
Know Cape Verde was a country. That's a new one to me. I think New Caledonia might also be in.
Ozzie Albies from Curacao.
That's so cool,
Kenley
man.
Jansen.
That's so rad. So you know they're going to be locked in. Locked in.
Absolutely. The whole world is locked into this. We're probably the least locked in of just about any place on the planet, but everywhere is incredibly locked in for today's World Cup draw in Washington, D.C. That takes place at 9 a.m., so we should know by the end of the show where the United States falls and lands in their group for next summer. We'll have our regular features on a Friday, including Don't Do This, Take on Woods, still trying to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas, our biggest fan contest, our Rondell Report as well. Look ahead to the big college football weekend. It's all championship games from here on out, so plenty to talk about. But let's start with baseball, the Padres move. What we were surprised by yesterday when it just kind of dropped by the San Diego Padres. We'll do that after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What do we know about Ty Adcock, who is the newest member of the San Diego Padres, agreeing to a one-year deal yesterday? Did not see any financial terms. Nope. Don't think it's, state-of-the-art money necessarily for Ty Adcock, but he did have a decent, at least parts of seasons last year, at AAA Syracuse and a couple of appearances for the Mets. One thing that I don't believe he is, Woods, is an option for the starting rotation.
No.
He only threw 36 innings last year.
Yeah, he's a reliever.
He's a reliever. Right-handed relief pitcher. When he was good, He was almost unhittable in the minor leagues. He went through a couple of stretches early in the season and late in the season when he was like untouchable, throws a lot of strikes, doesn't walk a ton of guys. And as you mentioned, the stuff plus numbers, the movement, you know, the advanced metrics on some of his pitches are somewhat intriguing, making him an interesting option for the San Diego Padres for some bullpen depth.
Yeah, our boy Tommy on Twitter tweeted yesterday. He's kind of the first authority I go to. I went and looked up Ty Adcock's numbers and said, oh, all right, he's just a guy, you know, a guy to add to the bullpen and see if he can earn a spot. And Tommy said, betting on relievers with good stuff and questionable command, hoping to fix them, isn't a bad bet. Estrada became a high-leverage reliever. Eduardo Nunez became useful enough to package in the Mason Miller trade and then pulled some stuff plus numbers. Was, 100 is good.
Major league average. Yeah.
And then he was at 115 stuff plus. So, okay, no problem, man. Again, this isn't going to be a guy that you look at and go, geez, man, we're wasting money on guys like this. Every team needs dudes like this. Does he make the roster out of spring training? We'll see. He could pitch his way onto the roster and be a part of the bullpen. So just a bullpen piece. That's what he is.
This is what the Padres under AJ Preller tend to do quite well, though. Identifying players specifically like this who are overlooked elsewhere and can contribute potentially on the big league level. So, you know, in that sense, yeah, probably a smart, savvy, low-cost pickup for the San Diego Padres. He is currently pitching in the Dominican Winter League to a 2.0 ERA, not the major league level, but there are some major league players down there.
Oh, yeah.
And Craig Stammen went down there as well. I don't know if that was part of it, that he saw him in person.
Maybe.
And maybe gave a bit of a recommendation scouting-wise. Yeah, no, saw Ty Adcock pitching in the Dominican, and his stuff looks really good, someone we might be able to use in the bullpen. Craig Stammen certainly would have an idea of what plays in a bullpen, you would think, one of his skills as the new manager of the San Diego Padres. So that was the move yesterday. Again, I don't expect it to be the biggest move they make this offseason, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see quite a bit of Tyler Adcock in the back of the Padres bullpen in 2026.
Yeah, again, 28-year-old right-hander, got some good stuff, and nothing that will blow your hair back, but also nothing that should make you cringe or get nervous, you know, at all. So should be fine.
Now, there was a big trade in baseball yesterday.
Yeah.
A fairly big trade. The Boston Red Sox acquiring right-handed pitcher Johan Oviedo from the Pittsburgh Pirates in a 5-player deal. The main return for Pittsburgh is outfield prospect, I believe it's pronounced Joxton Garcia.
I'm going to take your word.
I know his
for
nickname
it.
Is The Password.
Yeah, The Password.
Because his name just looks like a jumbling random letters of J's and Y's and X's until you get to Garcia, his last name. One of the top prospects in the Boston Red Sox system. He's had a couple of opportunities in the big league, and the Pittsburgh Pirates, who scored the fewest runs in baseball last year, are looking to turn some of their pitching depth, other than Paul Skeens, into some offense options. And it was reported after the trade yesterday by Ken Rosenthal that Pittsburgh is still open to trading another non-Skeens starter. The name Mitch Keller was brought up a couple of times. The Padres, of course, are one of the teams that are in the market for starting pitching. Makes you wonder if there are any conversations going on right now between AJ Preller and Pittsburgh about starting pitching and what they might be interested in from the San Diego Padres. Rosenthal says they're looking for a bat that goes right into their lineup.
Sure.
Jake Cronenworth's one name that has been brought up as potential trade bait in the offseason. Don't know if that's true or not, but he is a bat that could go right into a Pittsburgh lineup and help them immediately if that was something they were looking for.
All right, the way that you pronounce his name, according to David Jay, who knows things.
Yeah.
Jostenson.
Jostenson, not Joxton. Jostenson.
Wasn't even really close.
Not really.
Jostenson. Jostenson Garcia.
He's the password.
But yeah, they got some good prospects back. For him, mid-90s fastball for Oviedo. Mid-90s fastball, touches 98, arm extension, ranked in the 98th percentile. Slider was one of the best pitches in the majors, as calculated by run value. Inconsistency and injuries have plagued his major league career. So they're taking a shot on him to add to their rotation of Garrett Crochet, Sonny Gray, Brian Bayo, Cutter Crawford, Patrick Sandoval. So they're loading up their rotation with, you know, 6-7 guys and see who the best five are, and then try to find other roles for the other two, as most teams are trying to do.
Between the Blue Jays and the Red Sox, though, the AL East has been already one of the most active
Seriously.
Divisions. Even the Rays picked up someone, so a lot of moves in the AL East. Wesley, I like this in the chat, says Padres needed to add something. Why not add Cox?
Why not add Cox when you have a chance to do it?
Pretty good.
Very good.
So the winter meetings are coming up on Monday. I would imagine the Padres will be talking to agents of pitchers and teams that are looking to potentially trade pitchers. They need starting pitching, and they can't go all off season without. I don't think you can wait necessarily like you did for Nick Pivetta, because that was the last move for the Padres last
that
off
was.
Season.
It was.
They can't. They don't. They're not at a last move stage yet. They need to. A couple of more moves before they make their last move this offseason if they want to have enough pitching depth to survive in 2026.
Listen, man, this is the week to hammer something out when they're out in Orlando at the winter meetings. But again, some names already off the board, as you guys know. I mean, I don't know how interested anybody around here was in a Sonny Gray or an Alek Manoah, Cody Ponce, Dylan Cease. Ponce was rumored to be surmising interest from AJ Preller, but he went to the Giants. No, I'm sorry, he went to the Blue Jays. But yeah, there's relievers coming off the board. So there's more activity than in years past, it certainly feels like. And like you said, you don't want to be the last guy at the table with your plate going, well, everything's been picked through. Like, who's out there now? Rich Hill still out there, and throw him out there. But yeah, I mean, I like to see the aggressiveness from some of these GMs that are wanting to win.
There are still names out there. I mean, Michael King is the I haven't given up completely on the possibility
of
Michael
such a
King
sweet
returning,
kid, bro. You are. Sweet.
He hasn't signed anywhere yet.
You're the sweetest little man.
I've given up on Dylan Cease a long time ago. Didn't think he was going to return.
Nope.
I'm not 100% giving up hope on Michael King somehow.
Kylie McDaniel, his way back. I think he had him. His estimate was 3 for 57.
Okay,
you can do that.
Can we?
It might be more than that, though, as well.
You think the Padres would do that?
3 for 57 for Michael King?
Yeah.
I think they'd think about it, for sure.
I think they'd have to if they could. I don't know if they can afford it.
I mean, if they want
to
afford it.
That's under 20 a year.
That's under 20 a year for Michael King? That feels like a bargain.
Well.
Which is why I think it might be more. And if it gets to way more, then maybe the Padres can't do it. But if Kylie's right, I think that's something the Padres absolutely can and should consider in bringing back Michael King.
Yeah, I think you just if you lower your expectations, it won't hurt as bad when he signs with Toronto or back in New York or Boston or, you know, San Francisco or one of those. Well, San Francisco's kind of they've tightened the purse strings. Yeah. Yeah.
And Toronto signed so many pitchers, they're rumored to be trading pitchers, so I don't think he's going to be there, but I mean, he's going to land somewhere.
Yep, he will. No question.
Did you buy any more Savannah Bananas tickets?
I did not.
Yesterday. Yesterday was the day that the lottery of the names were selected and you could call in. I know my colleague Jared Aaron said he was able to get 4 tickets to one of the 2 games that's coming to Petco Park on March. And then I saw a post in the afternoon that by about 2 o'clock, they were all sold out. Did you see that as well?
I did not. I have made my piece.
You did your appearance.
I did my...
We went.
We did our thing. We went. And I will always be able to say that I saw it
in person.
In person, saw it live.
You did it,
and that's good for me. I think.
I wonder. The craze last year for the Savannah Bananas was cool. I like kids getting into baseball, and if this gets more kids into baseball, if this is what it takes to like, okay, now you want to go to a real game. Seen the Savannah Bananas? How about we go to a Padres game? I think that's great.
And what scares me is that they're like, well, where's the guy on stilts? Why aren't they
doing
bits?
Could backfire a little bit.
So the sweetest thing was when I took our sons and one of their friends, they sat down, Bo and his buddy, and they're like, I wish this was a Padres game. And I looked at them with a little glint in my eye, and I said, me too, son. Me too.
Will it continue, though? They're bigger. They've added teams. They've added dates. It's going to be.
I mean, I think there's still a fervor.
They're trying to cash in on it.
Yeah, there's still a fervor for it.
But at some point,
I mean, as long as they're selling out football stadiums, I'm going to say they're going to keep going.
Yeah, I think as long as there's a passion for it, I don't know why it wouldn't. You know, kids really are into it. Some of the parents are way into it, and it's, you know, it's definitely for them. Like I said, man, I was excited to see it, and I saw it. But while I'll go see the same bands every year on tour, I this is one where I was like, okay, I got what I needed from it, and I'm good.
But
you haven't gone at all.
I have not gone.
I don't know that you would enjoy it.
Do you not think I would?
I don't think you would.
I'm amused by some of the clips I've seen, sure. But I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think you would enjoy it. Paulie, yeah. I think you and Megan would like it.
I would consider going.
Yeah. I actually wanted more. First of all, the sensory overload is something that you need to manage.
I think it's also important to note it's not geared towards you guys.
Correct. Like, yeah,
it's
exactly
you're
right.
Supposed to know the TikTok trends that they're doing in between outs what and stuff.
What I wanted was more of, I wanted more trick plays and more of the things that like
backflip by the center fielder then make the catch.
I actually wanted
more Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, 100%. And less like entertainment bat spinning with little kids. Like I wanted to see more action, I guess. I wanted to see that foul ball caught for an out. More of that and less of, you know, looking like a concert. But I think the sensory overload was
my worry, which was weirdly, that was also my worry when we went to WWE last week, and it was the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It was not sensory overload at all.
No, way they managed it was great.
It was much quieter and
was cool.
More focused than I ever expected it to be.
Speaking of sensory overload. Overload.
Yeah, Coach Ed Orgeron makes his return to Ben and Woods to kick off our number two that's coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is John Rothstein, the host of Inside College Basketball Now, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, reminding you that our show is going to ramp up over the next 2 months. That's because we're counting down to Selection Sunday and March Madness. We will be coming to you each and every week with multiple episodes featuring exclusive interviews with the biggest and best names in the sport. It's the all-you-can-eat buffet for college basketball junkies everywhere. Follow and listen to Inside College Basketball Now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.